On top of Mount Czar, in southern Poland, stands a naked tree. The unique thing about this tree is that it is without leaves throughout the year. It's not dead either, as previous tests have shown that it is aging, and it's around the 200-year-old mark. Whilst I was in Poland, I've decided to check out this tree. You see, I'm a botanist, and this phenomenon most certainly interested me. I ended up doing some private research around this mountain, and it turns out that there is some kind of bunker under the mountain. My little expedition ended up turning into an archaeological discovery. It turns out, this bunker is actually a former Nazi facility, and according to the archaeologists working on that site, something unpleasant happened inside the facility. I've been told there are many skeletons inside, some with wood stuck between the bones. They also found some sort of diary in this bunker. It was mostly written in German, but there is a short passage in Russian as well. I've asked for a translation of the text out of pure interest, and when I received the facts containing the text, I was a bit perplexed by content. It details some experiment, the point of which is to gain the ability to accelerated regeneration. I am not sure if it is an authentic diary or just an elaborate hoax by some local, seeing as how the contents details something highly unlikely, even today, let alone over 70 years ago. My colleagues back home and family are skeptical, even more skeptical than me. But I'd still like to share this with you people. Perhaps some of you might be familiar with a similar text or content. It's also important I note that most of the text in the file was undecipherable, and I have only a translation of a fraction of the content. So please, bear with me.
The experiment has begun. Apparently, some of our guinea pigs tried to escape this facility, but our fine soldiers were able to catch up to the escapists, and they ended up being a part of the dinner we hosted for the rest of our guinea pigs. Those savage Slavs seemed pretty happy about the rebellious meat we provided them. Anyhow, tomorrow morning, we inject them with a serum and hope for the best. My colleagues here estimate the majority of them won't survive. There are some who even believe this experiment will not work. However, I am optimistic about it. July 9th, 1941. We injected the serum to the guinea pigs a week ago, and today we started testing them. I suppose it did not take effect yet, or perhaps it doesn't work. Seeing how every time we had a soldier wound a Slav, his body would not fix itself. I'm still optimistic, however. We just need to give the issue more time. September 14th, 1941. It's been a month since I've last written this. Work is in abundance, and time is scarce. Still, no positive effects for the serum. Subjects, however, began to get ill, and a few have already died after having flu-like symptoms. We're making sure the subjects are kept in the best conditions possible to avoid any kind of minuscule pandemic that might attack our subjects. I've been told today that Herr Himmler wants us to stay in the facility until the completion of this experiment, trapping us here with these low-life Slavs and bored soldiers. Not what I had been hoping for when I signed up for this. I'll update later. Once more, work is calling. October 14th, 1941. More dead. Still no results. Soldiers have gone completely insane. Started killing the subjects. We lost 4 subjects. An Aryan soldier should not be used as a guard dog. Still needs to kill and slaughter an enemies for the Reich. October 29th, 1941. Still no progress. We keep losing subjects to either disease or the serum. We managed to keep the soldiers at bay, but letting them leave the facility in pairs at a time. It's been 5 months since we've started this experiment, and all we have is a pile of useless, decaying corpses. I'm well aware that this is an important experiment, but I've already lost faith in this. I think someone needs to report to the highest ranks that we are achieving nothing here but the waste of valuable manpower that could be used on either of our fronts. On a brighter note, the causes of death amongst the subjects now vary and are sometimes extremely excruciating. It's joy to my heart to know that these dogs end up dying in unimaginable agony. Common causes of death now: rupture of the bowels, which leads to the dogs vomiting their shit, bleeding to death through the facial orifices, or gradual complete paralysis over the course of a few days. It makes our nights sleepless sometimes, as these pigs tend to scream for help or something of the sort whenever these things happen. The pleasure their suffering brings me is worth losing some sleep over. July 2nd, 1942. They just keep dying. Still not positive, still not letting us out of here. We were told to stay until the last of them dies, or until the serum works. We had 5 deaths today, Friday the 13th. It is a bad day, it seems. March 13th, 1942. At this point, all of them died, but 2. A 17-year-old Russian male and a 12-year-old Russian female, I suppose. This nightmare will end soon. They both die. Strangely enough, neither of them showed signs of the serum working so far. I'm not so sure. We've even injected them. Even if nothing happens in the next couple of months, I'll shoot them myself, if that's what it takes to leave this wretched place. Nobody's having a good time here. Turns out, one of the soldiers has already suggested to make fresh corpses into meat and consume them. May God help us. Any kind of God. June 2nd, 1942. Finally! Success! The male one showed signs of accelerated regeneration. At first, he was having a bad fever, and his heart eventually seemed to have stopped after 3 days of boiling inside of his chest. But then, he surprised us all when he gasp for air a few minutes after we had announced him dead. We were already carrying his body to the room in which we piled all the other corpses, and then he just straightened his body upward from the stretcher. One of the soldiers was surprised so much by the occurrence that he shot the subject in the stomach. The Russian dog, he yelled in pain, jerked his body backwards, and the stretcher was dropped onto the floor. The soldiers were about to spray the subject with bullets, but then one of them noticed a bullet just roll from underneath the subject. Oh, we have to run more tests. July 17th, 1942. We've been testing the subject all week long. He seems to be healing from everything we do to him. Slash wounds, cut wounds, bullet wounds, even a severed arm. He reattached it. One of the soldiers asked to fight the subject to test the limits of his accelerated healing, and the same soldier ended up dying from cardiac arrest. Seems like he was too excited to kill a nigh immortal being. I wonder what we'll do with him now. More tests need to be done on him, and the other subject, she still doesn't show any signs. July 24th, 1942. Something is not right. Something unplanned happened today. I'll start from the beginning. Apparently the male Russian subject... The Russian hog, he was screaming since dawn in his cell. Once the cell was opened, that little shit was standing in the middle of the room with his robes on, but he had some sort of spikes coming out of his left shoulder and upper back. I've been told this by a soldier who ran straight to my dorm, shaking piss all over his pants. I was about to scold him. He didn't let me. He's mumbled about the Russian hog being a monster, a tree monster. Apparently, once the doors to his cell had been opened, the Russian hog pressed his hand against one of the soldiers. This action caused branches to pierce through the soldier. He's also told that he snapped one of the spikes on his back and shoved it up another soldier's head, killing him on the spot. Third soldier was killed by another spike that the Russian scum allegedly pulled out of his wrist. This time, however, once the spike was lodged in the soldier's body, the Russian motioned with his hand, and it expanded into multiple branches. I was taken aback by this. I thought of it as nonsense, but once I left my dorm to see what the commotion was about, a loud cracking that shook the facility. A tree stump began rising from the ground upward, impaling with its branches everyone inside the facility, as if it knew where we were hiding. As if it knew where people were. At the center of it all stood the Russian monster that we created, covered in blood, with a rain of blood coming down upon him from the branches of the tree stump. He stood in a pool of blood that belonged to my people. And how dare he? He saw me. He saw us. It saw us. Its gaze. While appearing human, it was not the gaze of a man. It was not a gaze of a subhuman. It was a gaze of something else. Something different. I think it'll come after me soon. I really hope a magazine full of bullets to its brain mass will stop this thing. If not... July 27th, 1942.
The following part is the last part I received the translation of. Unlike the previous parts, it was written in Russian. I guess the man that the previous section spoke about had written this down.
I've done it. I've freaking done it. I've killed them all. I have ended this hell for all of us. I've ended all these fascist dogs. They deserve it. They killed so many people. And for what? For nothing. I might as well leave a message to anyone who attempts the same in the future. No, that I condemn you to hang on the branches of that bleeding, naked tree out there. If you repeat this hell. I cannot die like a normal man now. So that makes me either a monster or a god. And I do not want to be a god. There is only one god out there. So I prefer to die as a monster right here. I'm going to use the girl to try kill me. Or at least end my active life by decapitating me. I made a watch as I clawed out my own heart in an attempt at suicide, which did not work. She was begging for me to stop. I ignored her. I kept. Broken. My heart was outside. She was crying. Begging. Now she's broken. Definitely broken. I found a hacksaw, told her to cut off my head when I'm done writing this. She'll do it. Her body alive, soul dead. Damn. I just want her to swim in my brains. The idea of it sounds so good. I don't know. I'm a monster now. Or maybe a god. Not sure anymore. It's time to turn a little girl into a broken murderer. Damn. That naked tree covered in blood looks so good. Hack my neck like you would a tree.
Hey there, everyone who's listening on YouTube, or those of you who are listening on the podcast. It's me, Mr. Creepypasta, and before you head out for the night, I just wanted to let you know about a couple of things. Without you, the show doesn't take place. So, if you guys would like to support the show, or if you guys would like to get your hands on a couple of cool little things whenever new things come out, check out patreon.com/MrCreepypasta, and any support that you guys show, I really appreciate. For everyone who's already donated to the Patreon, I really appreciate it. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for that. If you guys are looking for more Creepypasta Storytime, there's a new video that's uploaded to this channel or uploaded to the podcast every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday now. You can be able to get more from me at facebook.com/MrCreepyPasta or on Twitter at MrCreepyPasta and then the number 0. Thanks so much for listening, kids, and for your support.
And sweet dreams.